Oh, yeah. Dr. Rachel is back. Dr. Rachel. Hey, Mama, how you doing?
Oh, fantastic. How about yourself?
Yeah. Getting sleep at night?
You know, a little bit. Not as much as I used to. But I'm getting some.
Okay. How old's the baby now?
She is 5 months, and she is big and happy and healthy, and she just, you know, lighten up all our lives. So she's just fantastic.
So next month, at the six-month anniversary of her birth, usually when we're talking about vaccinations, right?
Absolutely.
And
now, there's a documentary out called Vaxxed, and it talks about whether you should get your child vaccinated?
Well, actually, the interesting thing about Vaxxed, and I have a little bit of an appearance in it because they actually brought the information to me to look at and got my opinion on it. The thing about Vaxxed is it looks specifically at the measles, mumps, and rubella, the MMR vaccine, and the data that came forward from the CDC whistleblower, whose name is Dr. William Thompson, when he revealed that he found evidence that when the MMR vaccine is given to black boys before the age of 3, that they have a 236% increased risk of developing autism. And I looked at the information because, you know, we've heard this link off and on, and it's been, quote, debunked, and, you know, you don't know what to believe. And I was in the middle of having my first child. He didn't even know I was pregnant when he gave me the information, the gentleman who was making the movie. I almost dropped the paper because here it is as a physician all these years. You know, I've just taken vaccines to be what we all have, that they just really save lives and change lives. So then all of a sudden when I'm looking at the data that's suggesting otherwise, particularly so in African-American boys, I didn't really even know the rabbit hole. I was opening up for myself, my family, my patients, and I couldn't for the life of me understand. Well, as a black person, this information has been out. I'm a physician. I'm on TV every day. Why haven't I seen this before? And basically, when the whistleblower came forward to say it, everyone said he was a liar, and he has yet to get in front of Congress to testify. And, you know, as a group that's been experimented on before and before and before, as a group that's been disregarded, we deserve answers. Is this the case? Can we see more of the data? And to me, as a practicing physician, as I go, you know, the people who made the documentary invited me out to a panel, and I start meeting all of these different kids and all their parents who've been vaccine injured. Now, myself personally, honestly, I never thought I'd seen a vaccine injury. I didn't even know that they existed. So as a practicing physician, this was huge for me. So then I start doing a little more research, meeting more and more parents. And so as a physician now going forward, I have to educate people on the idea that vaccine injuries do exist. If your child does become vaccine injured, that there's really not much recourse for it. You know, you can't really sue the vaccine company because they have indemnity. You know, they don't have to pay anybody when something like this happens. And why is it happening more so in African Americans? Well, I mean, you and I all know that autoimmune diseases happen a little more to us than they happen to anyone else. So could this be the same reason why we over-respond to some of these vaccines? I don't know, but I do know I deserve answers. I've been practicing family medicine for over 10 years now, and I think that as a physician, I deserve answers. Now, I'm going to get a ton of flack back from other physicians who are like, well, vaccines are fantastic. But at the end of the day, if that's my child who ends up injured because I didn't know the risks associated and that it could potentially happen, I would be devastated. So it's my personal opinion that I have to say something.
So is it this particular vaccine? Is it the MMR?
In this study, it's the MMR vaccine. The Vaxxed movie only deals with the MMR vaccine. And so I was so shocked. I'm like, well, if this is the MMR vaccine, what's going on with all of the other ones? I really, honestly, at this point, I don't know. I don't have any answers as to why this is happening, but the data is there.
Okay. What causes autism then? If it's not the vaccination accidents, what does cause autism?
Well, see, the way that everybody thinks of autism is a little off. Now we call it more of an autistic spectrum disorder, which basically means that social skills, emotional skills have basically been delayed or are non-existent in some children. What they actually found in this study, too, is that regressive autism, which basically means my baby's laughing, smiling, talking, doing everything he should do, now all of a sudden he's not anymore. That's regressive autism, meaning they were perfectly fine and now they've regressed, is double the rate in black kids as it is in white kids. Well, why is it? Why is it that my baby's fine, bouncing, laughing, talking one day and the next that they're not? And so to me, now that this data exists and we know that the can of worms is open, we deserve answers about it. We can't just keep pretending.
The CDC's reluctance they're just refusing to really deal with this in so many ways when so many people are being affected.
I think at the end of the day, nobody has made a big enough stink about it for them to really address it. It's just been kind of swept under the rug, and the Dr. William Thompson still works at the CDC. They switched him from vaccines to HIV research. And honestly, you know, with the whistleblower laws, he's really protected. And he actually has allegedly said that he wants to come and testify, but he can't unless he's called to testify. So I'm not sure if it's because, honestly, whenever I speak to other physicians about this or anyone in a position to take a stance on it, I think the issue is everybody's like, vaccines are so important. If we talk about this, then people are going to stop getting vaccinated. Well, my take is this. If there is something wrong here, if we are, as a people, over-responding to the vaccines and it's causing this string of illness and autism in our people, then we deserve answers and we deserve safer vaccines because it can't continue to happen. I mean, when I was in medical school, we had a little paragraph on autism. Now it's like every fifth male patient, little boy patient I have in my clinic, which is 90% African American, is on the autistic spectrum. So I deserve answers. Yeah. We deserve answers. And I think that we have to keep talking about this.
Okay. And you're going to be around to answer any questions at 646464. All right, Dr. Rachel. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Doc.
Man. Holly Robinson Pete talks about this all the time.